This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado surpassed a tragic pandemic figure today. 10,000 people have died from the coronavirus in Colorado since the start of the pandemic. According to the state's dashboard, the COVID-19 death toll now stands at 10,018 people. Colorado reached the threshold on the one-year anniversary of the first vaccine shipments arriving in the state. A sheriff's deputy with more than 40 years of experience became one of those 10,000 to die from the virus. Sergeant Wayne Whaler of the Mesa County Sheriff's Office died last week, making him the 8th law enforcement officer in Colorado to die from COVID-19. Winter storms in the Colorado mountains will bring dangerously high winds for most of the Front Range and eastern Colorado tomorrow. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The system of winter storms can be seen right now all along the western half of the state. It could dump up to 2 feet of snow in the eastern San Juan Mountains. Mark Winkowski is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pueblo. He says as the system moves east across the state, the Front Range will see winds of 60 to 80 miles per hour. Winkowski says the wind will impact any travel along major highways.
Along with the potential for downed power lines, blowing dust, the potential for extreme fire weather conditions.
Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Bureau of Land Management's move back to Washington, D.C. from Grand Junction will continue. BLM Director Tracy Stone Manning said in a letter to employees that senior leadership is moving back to D.C. Former President Donald Trump moved the headquarters to Grand Junction during his presidency before the Biden administration announced it would move the BLM back to D.C. Stone Manning says Grand Junction will serve as the Bureau's official western headquarters. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.